When was the last time you felt guilty? You know, the type of guilt where it's deep down in your belly. It's almost like you ate something that is causing you to be sick or sour. And you just feel it, you know it, and you're just guilty. Something you said, something you did, somewhere you went. Maybe it was something you never thought you would have done, and now you struggle with guilt. Guess what? We all do. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It is another beautiful day here in southern Wisconsin, middle Wisconsin. I don't even know where I'm at. I know I'm in Wisconsin at Spencer Lake Youth Camp. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, thank you so much for listening, whether it's on 97X, Podbean, Apple Podcast, or any other medium. Truly appreciate it. Thanks again for rating the podcast and sharing it. That just makes it easier for men to find it when they search due to all those algorithms that I do not understand. Anyway, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And yes, Andrew, thank you so much for the insight. I will take it to heart. And who knows? Maybe I will do a full season or a full lesson on spiritual gifts or on the gifts that we have as Christians. Great idea. And keep your insights and questions coming. I appreciate it, man. I will get back to you, I promise. Now, do you need a website? Check out Webstix.com, Webstix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. His company can work with you, whether you're little, big, small, giant. They do a great job. And if you need supplements, one of our sponsors, WellBuiltSupplements.com. If you get something or buy something off their page, make sure you type in WellBuiltTDA. You will get 15% off. That'll help you. That'll help the podcast. Now, today, let's talk about guilt. I mean, is there any other emotion that just can ruin life? Guilt and shame. You know, just, it's like a heavy, heavy, heaviness on you. And if you're like me, I remember back to times in my life where I was struggling with guilt and shame, and I would be out and about and I'd have a smile on my face and I'd be laughing, almost like I was trying to cure myself from that guilt or that shame by trying to pretend everything was okay. And it's just like, man, what do I do? How do I deal with this? And the truth is that everyone deals with guilt and shame. It makes me think of a research that a university in Chicago did. They did this project. It was back in the 80s. It was pretty remarkable. They put a gentleman on a street corner downtown Chicago, and he was dressed pretty normal. I mean, he was in semi-business attire, and he would stand on the corner very solemnly, and as people would walk by, he'd randomly pick out a person. He'd point his finger at them, arm outstretched, and he'd say, "Guilty. You are guilty." And he'd just stare at them as they walk by. He wouldn't do it to absolutely every person, but probably one or two out of five that passed by him. He again would stick his hand out, point a finger, and just with a stern, solemn face say, "You're guilty. You are guilty." And they did this for quite a few days. Well, what happened is when people would get down the block, someone would stop them and say, "Hey, we're doing a social experiment, and that person works for us for the university. And we just want to know what went through your head when he pointed a finger at you and said guilty." And amazingly, the majority of most people said something along the line of, "Well, I am," or "How did he know?" Or they would get offended, like, "I'm not guilty. What do you mean I'm guilty?" Which, you know, which means they're guilty. You know, when you yell and scream that "I'm not guilty," you know, well, guess what? You've just given it away. You are guilty. But what was remarkable is that over 75% of the people didn't disagree. There were some who said, "I'm not guilty. I don't know what he's talking about." But the subconscious of most people, the mindset of most people was, "Yeah, I'm guilty." Now, do you think the majority of those people were murderers and cheaters and, I mean, of these terrible things? No, they're just normal, everyday people like you and me. But they struggled with guilt in and through the normal life cycle of a human existence. What do I mean? Just being a human here on Earth, with just the normal life, we are going to struggle with guilt. It's one of the greatest tools from Satan. And why does he hit us with guilt? Because as soon as we assume and feel, and as soon as we obsess about our guilt or our shame, guess what happens? We try to be someone else. You go, well, that's a good thing, right? No, not really. We try to cover up our guilt. We try to cover up our shame by being someone else. Sometimes that's not a good thing. Sometimes that's not trying to be something better. But many times what we don't realize is in trying to be someone else or something better, really what's happening is we're not being what God has called us to be. See, guilt and shame is when the finger is pointed at you and you're condemned and you're picked on and Satan comes and says, how dare you? How could you? I thought you said you were a Christian. I thought you said you were a good person. And he points to the past and the behavior and he tries to make us think that we can now change. We can try to be someone better. And we can. But freedom, oh, that's what's amazing. When we talk about freedom, oh, all the doors are open. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Let me dumb this down for you in exactly what it means. Paul is saying as we focus on God's freedom, when we focus on who He created us to be, we become just that. We become more like Christ. Now that we are free in Christ and the veil has been removed, we no longer have to dwell on shame. We no longer have to dwell on guilt. And by the way, guilt and shame are of the devil. God doesn't give you guilt and shame. And so Paul says, now that the veil has been removed, we walk in the freedom of God. We walk in who we are. Does that mean I'm perfect? No. Does that mean you're perfect? No. But we still know who we are. Look, I might act like a Martian for a while. I might speak in some weird language like I'm from Mars. But I still know who I am. I'm still a human. And when I reflect and focus on who I am in God, even when I mess up, even when I sin, I am still a follower of Christ, a child of God, loved, forgiven, righteous, holy, sinless in His sight. And that brings me freedom to be who He's created me to be. Guilt is powerful. It's incredibly coercive. It's manipulative. And that's why we stop with the guilt and the shame and the condemnation, and we walk in light of God's freedom, and we thank Him for what He's done and for what He's doing. Gentlemen, you are free. Don't let guilt and shame control you anymore. Walk in His freedom. Whenever someone or something or some thought pops into your head that tries to make you shameful or feel guilty, just simply go to the mirror, stretch your hand out, point the finger in your face in the mirror and say to yourself, I'm free. The old man's guilty, but I am free. This is Garth Heckman at the David Lyons. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.